Next argument this morning will be Houston against Provident Life and Accident Insurance Company. Mr. Von Schlieffen.
If we were able to go get a boss a cup of coffee, but she couldn't type because of this, and some people with this cannot type, would she be disabled?
That would not be
typing wouldn't be a material duty. The hypothetical is that she can get coffee but not type.
Right.
That's right. Ability to get coffee.
No.
No, you're hearing it backwards.
Suppose she could. Keep his appointment calendar. Right. But she could not type. And she also could not use automatic dictation equipment, we'll assume. Now is she disabled?
She was longitudinally function as a
said though that the contract said she had to be disabled with respect to each of her duties.
That's correct.
And she's not disabled with as an appointment secretary. She's an appointment keeper. She's a does that deep six her claim?
I think the reality of the situation is that it's but if one can no material duties, not disabled under the so if a claimant such as not be able to perform other material duties associated with the leave of secretary, they would not qualify for benefits under in this example.
If your view is, if you're correct on this interpretation of the plan, that's the end of this case.
That's right. Indicated that there are no restrictions whatsoever for repetitive motions. There are no restrictions from walking and higher. The only
well, didn't Dr. Soup, just getting back to Dr. Soup, didn't he explicitly say that Houston was disabled, required further evaluation by a neurosurgeon, and could not return to work at her job or any other job? I mean, I know he made those other statements, but in his report, that's what he said.
Dr. Soup did not say she is disabled. Dr. Soup did not say she is disabled. following up on a physical capacity form. May she return to work? The answer was no. Evaluation from an office who was aware of Ms. Houston was being treated. I think it's a reason. Knowing that a neurologist, knowing that Ms. Houston's down. Dr. Topham's record. Final release. If you look at the clinical data, Dr. Topham demonstrates that Ms. Houston has performed many of the material duties. If he did, a doctor, if they fixed it,
but Dr. Soup was the person that you engaged, that is Providence engaged. And so in terms of inconsistencies in his report and the decision to rely on parts of that report, even though there were inconsistencies, that's Providence's problem, not her problem.
But it was an independent.
Right, it was an independent, right, and that's who you consulted with, though, and there was no follow-up. There was clearly some inconsistencies in his report.
Yes, and there was kind of a follow-up. On the other hand, was the court Dr. Patel is a treating what duties she can and cannot that she is able to medical records. There's no assessment of one form. Dr. Patel indicates that Ms. Houston is probably impaired, but he also indicates elsewhere that she's there's no clinical data that would allow improperly weighed the evidence. And I think another example for that the court's decision to discharge Dr. Watson in light of Dr. Patel based on inaccurately with all characterized the MRI evidence, but the MRI is not in the record. Only Dr. Patel. I think it's inappropriate to insulate Dr. Patel's diagnosis by the IME physician. Failed to comply with the requirements of medical records and to bring yes, it's inappropriate for a claimant to fail to provide insulate her treatment. Providence properly exercises right when you just say this and take messages and prove these obvious and coordinate and last but not preclude her.
Thank you, counsel. Mr. Anderson. would stand in the center of the podium, it will help with the recording. Thank you.
My point tends to conflict with any occupation. We are not asked to any occupation. That has not been decided by a judge. We are now dealing with her occupation, defined by sitting in on her occupation, defined she must live her occupation. The doctor that they impugn now, Dr. Patel, they relied on to find her the case. Doctor, they impugn Dr. Salk, who found them disabled. They impugn their own experts. For her occupation, she is disabled. The issue of she did not give them. Everything they gave her to release, but they did not get them. And they determined that they had a workman's compensation. Boy, husband, sorry, doctor. Get his hands over her, did no medical test, didn't. So she said, I'm going to get an MRI, I'm going to get x-rays. But he passed his hands over her and said, that's what they rely on. They ignore the MRI, they ignore the medical, ignore everything.
What about the MRI is being ignored, given that it's not in the administrative record?
They told you that is the report. I did not get the report, Dr. Clausen. Ample opportunity. They were successful in keeping out the secondary MRI, which showed the deterioration in the record. They kept that.
How, by the way, how do MRI results show functional abilities as opposed to physical conditions?
They do not. MRI is a history. She has a 4, 5, 6, which will back up her claim of problems in her neck. I have the same problem. I listed over 25. I've got no 4, 5, and got in my back. Fortunately, I don't have a disability. She has a problem in her neck, which is shown by the MRI. Don't want to look at it. The MRI backs up the symptoms which she says she has. That is an objective test. The only objective test we have is the results of symptoms. If this court should send it to the trial court to make any occupation versus her occupation, which
thank you, Mr. Anderson. Anything further?
Properly weigh the evidence.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The case is taken under advisement.